Many Egyptians credit protesters in Suez City with spurring the uprising that led to the ouster of their president, Hosni Mubarak. Three of those protesters died in a hail of police bullets on the first day of demonstrations, and that sent tens of thousands into the streets of Cairo and other Egyptian cities. 10 weeks later, many in Suez say they feel disillusioned with a revolution that has turned their city on its head. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson traveled to the city on the banks of the Suez Canal and filed this report.
It's easy to see in Suez that no government is in charge here. There are no police officers directing the frenetic traffic on this major thoroughfare, nor are there any garbage collectors to deal with trash lying about. Residents interviewed here say since the revolution, it's been up to them to handle such tasks. Volunteers sweep the streets and secure their schools, homes, and businesses with neighborhood patrols. They've even taken on the mantle of watchdog over the little government work that is underway. Hisham Haddad, who is 28, is part of a group called Youth of Suez. He and others on this day are headed to the waterfront to check on the progress of a beach improvement project.
We want Suez to become as important as Cairo. After all, much of our national income comes from the Suez Canal, our oil refineries, and industrial zones. So we need to find trusted figures to run this place.
Municipal worker Elham Mohammed agrees about the need for trusted figures. She tells Haddad that's why he ought to skip the beach and take his youth group to the market to be a watchdog over price gouging. She and other residents estimate food and other supplies cost a third more now than they did before the revolution.
As to real changes and reform, nothing happened. People are drinking contaminated water, we don't have jobs, and our youth can't make a living.
Such frustration is common in Suez. Residents have long felt neglected. They claim Mubarak never once visited their city during his 3 decades in power. His governor here was widely viewed as corrupt. So when the anti-Mubarak uprising began in late January, Suez residents joined in with gusto. Residents rejoiced when Mubarak stepped down and when their unpopular governor was sacked. The governor's aide, who was appointed a month later to oversee the transition, was also fired. Since then, no one has been in charge. The Egyptian army is here, but residents say it stays out of running things. Instead, soldiers focus on protecting the Suez Canal. Resident Hani Haddad feels it's a disgrace that the city has been left to fester. He calls the revolution a failure. Haddad, who is 32, says the only positive thing to come out of it is that people are now free to express their opinions. But that novelty is wearing off. Haddad says that other than his brother, Hisham, and others from the youth group, few people gather in Hyde Park in Suez these days. It is named after the park in London with its famous speaker's corner. At one of his schools in Suez, a short drive away, Sheikh Hafiz Salama waves such pessimism aside. The 86-year-old says residents should be thankful that the army isn't standing against the people here as it is in neighboring Libya. The sheikh says Suez residents now have the freedom to elect rulers who will no longer be able to rob the region as Mubarak did. He says he and other influential elders are stepping in to keep Suez running in the meantime. At a cafe in a Suez slum called Kuwait, businessman Mohammed Abdel Moti says there have been some improvements.
Nobody pays bribes anymore. I went to get my car registered and it took 10 minutes. Before the revolution, it would take 3 or 4 days at least, and I had to pay off everybody.
But Moti wonders whether such changes can last, given how previous civilian administrators spent their time lining their pockets and handing lucrative jobs to relatives and friends. He says he would be happier if Egypt's current military rulers would appoint a military governor to rule Suez. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News.